thoughts on your first few weeks at this enormous, gigantic, but not massive club.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Didn't expect to, you know, get in the starting lineup so quickly. Didn't expect to get on the pitch so quickly, actually, really, you know, first game against Coventry. But it's been good for me because, you know, obviously I didn't have that pre-season. And there's no better way to get fit than playing games. And I was in a good enough shape to do playing the games. You know, I think there's obviously more to come from me in games. But I just made sure that I was solid, I was doing my job and I built up. Still need that little 5-10% extra, but, you know, in the last 10 minutes in games when you do need that concentration and your legs, you know, that pre-season does give you. I still need to catch up on, but, you know, this break is going to be the world of good, really. But, you know, I've relaxed and, you know, got my mind together and got my legs back and I'm ready to go again now.
I guess your experience, you rely on that as well when you're not quite where you want to be in terms of fitness.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. You know, I think, you know, I wouldn't say you cheat, but I think you can just put yourself in the right position where the ball doesn't really, you cut that pass off so it doesn't come over to your side, so you're not always one-on-one with the winger, or you sort of just know where to be on the pitch. I can't explain it really, you just get that nouse of where to be on the pitch and talking as well, opening your mouth and just organising in front of you and around you helps you massively. And you know, that's something I try and say to the lads as well, you know, the younger lads, open your mouth and it'll make your life so much easier. If you don't understand, too busy concentrating, obviously you've got to concentrate on your own game, but if you can get yourself right and then start organising people around you, your life's so much easier on a football pitch.
You hear a lot of older players talking about that now. Is that becoming a dying art in football now, the communication side, do you think?
I don't think it is, no, it's not.
Is it just something you learn as
I
you get it?
I think it's just something you learn, really, yeah. As you've played them games and as you've been in, you know, the situations time and time again, you know, this situation comes along, you know, get this player across, drop him in there, and you get that solid base, and it just helps you massively.
I know the manager's touched on, you know, the fact that he wants to keep more clean sheets as well, as the club did sort of last season. Where do you think you are as a unit now, a defensive unit?
Yeah, I think we're nearly there, to be honest with you. I mean, Shabs pulled off some good saves against Preston, but, you know, the goal that he scored is one of them, really, where you see them often. He's cut inside on the left-hand side, and he's whipped it, and it's just gone right in. I mean, he never really, I mean, maybe looking at it, he maybe created one or two chances in the game. But I think as a base, we were quite solid. West Ham, we were solid. Peter Brett, again, from a set piece, really, we didn't really carve us open. So, you know, slowly but surely we're getting there, and it's not going to happen from the first game of the season. It takes time to develop an understanding between players and as a team, and I think, you know, over the next few games, this little block of games, Saturday, Tuesday, we're looking to put in, you know, a good few clean sheets, because that's the base of this team. And then once we've got that base, you know, with the players who can score goals and, you know, can release themselves and go and score them goals.
That's when they start getting all the glory, I guess, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. But they'll always say thanks to you lads at the back, of course. Yeah.
Right, yeah. When you get the standard 6 out of 10 in the paper and they're getting star men,
is that a dig? I thought you didn't read the newspaper.
I don't.
No, the other thing as well is, you must take an awful lot of confidence, though. You've mentioned those results against Peterborough, against West Ham, against Preston, and they're all three good sides, aren't they? They're all three fancied sides in their own way. So that must sort of reaffirm for yourselves as players the progress that you're making.
It does, yeah. It does, you know. They're the games that you don't really need to get up for. It's the games against teams. Say, I don't want to be disrespectful to Rochdale, but, you know, because they're newly promoted. Mm. We are established in this league and we're one of the favourites to go up, and we're at home to them on Saturday, and they're the games that you've got to really, you know, you've got to get yourself mind right more than anything else. You've got to make sure that you're treating that game like you're walking out of Upton Park, because that's what we've got to do every single game, every single training session, all the time, because they're the games, and I've been involved in them, you know, last year myself as well with Swindon. The games that you think you're gonna win, or people are expecting you to win, and you come up short, and the games they're thinking, oh well, you know, I'll be happy with a point, and you end up taking 3 points. So, you know, you've got to get that balance right.
At the end of the season, those drop points can be.
Yeah.